including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of the certificate of compliance. Fourth, this residence shall accommodate no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Central Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Five, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the nightly rental of the building, ensuring that the system will adequately meet the needs of up to 8 people. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Eight, the existing vegetative buffer shall continue to be preserved around the perimeter of the property. Nine, the 2087 Yandell Cove nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got just a brief video. Well, actually, I lied to you. We've got two brief videos. Yeah, we've got one video just right as you come into the property. And just did a quick 360 here.
I figured he was getting tired of standing or sitting so he could stand.
And then we just drove into the property here.
Got some webworms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tried to sneak up on the poor guy here. And we just did a very, very brief second video just of the area right around the residence and everything.
You caught me at work.
And that's all the state has.
Okay. State your name. And
Dean Donat.
Just want to make sure. Anybody got any questions for Dean? I'm talking about up here. No. I'll have to start making myself more clear on that, ain't I? Any of the people on the committee, have they got any questions for Dean?
Pretty well explained last month what he planned on doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm good.
Okay.
I just wondered if he, where he hauled those rocks in from.
I didn't have to haul them far.
Bound to imported them. We don't have any here.
Probably growed right out back.
Yes.
Anybody got any questions? Was you here to speak about this?
Yes.
You didn't sign up.
No.
But you can speak.
Sorry.
That's all. I just, if you don't mind, let him speak. If you'll give your name to the young lady sitting over here, that you can.
Okay. My name is George Sism, my wife and I, Monica,
are right here, our driveway and their driveway, come into the road here about the same place. I really wasn't concerned about rental property until I sat here for 2.5 hours listening to horror stories.
That's not the norm.
No.
I hope not.
I have the same concerns.
Yeah. I do have a couple of questions. If for some reason Dean should move away and is no longer a resident landlord, so to speak.
I can answer that.
Okay.
The permit goes away.
Now, he's still alive. I didn't say he died.
Non-transferable.
No, I know, but he didn't sell the property.
Oh.
He moves to...
I live right next to the
property. Yeah, he lives...
I'm not over, and I think that's what he's referring to.
Yeah,
he lives... I'm no longer a neighbor of the property.
Yeah,
he lives right down here.
Yeah.
And, okay, there. And, great, you know, he's there to take care of it. But does the permit...
continue to apply if he moves away?
It would in that case.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now, once this permit is issued, if problems come up, is there a way to rescind the permit if it's not being taken care of as it should be?
There is a process for almost everything, but that's not handled by this body.
Okay. Who would it be handled by?
You would make a report and go through it. It would become a civil matter if it was causing a problem. But otherwise, I mean, if there was a disturbance down there or something, it would be a civil matter.
Okay.
But no, we can't. I mean, if you wanted a permit and we issue your permit,
mm-hmm.
You want it to go away at somebody's whim?
No, but I want it to go away if I cause a problem.
Well, that's when you call our local law enforcement.
Okay, but law enforcement does not have the authority to change laws or permits.
But they have the authority to regulate the people and keep them where they're acting like people.
Yeah, but if it's short-term rental, those people are gone in a week. The next people come in, you know. So calling the sheriff on people who are there for a few days doesn't really accomplish much.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not speaking in defense or for anything, but there has been in the last 2 years or three, there's been a lot of nightly rentals went through.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very many over on this side.
And there's not that many problems, surprisingly.
Okay, good.
I can't guarantee what, you know, but really, I mean, we've watched it and wondered about it, and you actually wonder why the hotel and motel people don't object, mm-hmm. truthfully. But there's not been that awful many problems.
Well, as long as Mr. Donat owns that and the money he's invested and the sweat equity he's got in that house, mm-hmm. he's not going to let anything
happen. I'm sure he won't. Yeah.
I have
some experience with renting to people. We owned a 6-unit apartment building, long-term rental, months and years, and we had some problems there. So it can happen in those kind of places too.
With the landlord thing, doesn't it?
And, yeah. Okay. So I have confidence that Mr. Gonet will take care of it, and he and I have chatted, and. I'll help him with that process.
Well, if it don't work for him, it's not going to make him any money.
That's true. Okay.
So most of them want to make money on the thing.
Yeah, so I'm not
objecting. Bottom line.
I am not objecting.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll see you 15th. August 15th. Now we're down to... Bear Creek Farms. Sorry we kept you here so long.
This
Bob, I'm going to ask you at this time to... Bobby, are you listening?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you to switch that around.
Oh,
For the regular meeting.
Oh, okay.
Go back or done it or something. Can we do that? the way you got them listed.
Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why? Don't take that long to vote.
Actually, I brought up a concern on
We're not taking any more hearings
or anything on the thing. It don't take that long to vote. That'll be a short meeting.
Yeah, but these
even
first...
Even though there are several projects.
These first three, there may be a lot of people here.
So?
Well, I mean, we don't have to listen to them, but there still may be a lot of people here.
Fine.
What was your concern?
That's fine. But you just say yes or no.
My suggestion was just during the public meeting where you know some of these are going to take a while, change the agenda around where these ones that we do.
Okay, let's move on. I misunderstood.
It has nothing to do with the next meeting.
Yeah, I misunderstood.
That ain't going to take very long.
I misunderstood you, Randy. Come on up here.
That way, my concern with these gentlemen that may or may not have.
Yeah, and that I agree with.
They wouldn't have to sit here all evening. But we can
sometimes we know that there'll be a lot of people.
Well, last month there was going to be a herd of people for them others.
Yeah, it's just it's just an order they're received, basically.
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm getting hungry, though.
Oh, I'm me too. This one's, you want me to go ahead?
Yeah, you can sit down. Okay. You'll go through the thing, John.
I figured you'd want to stand up so you get your legs.
Either way.
Get the feeling back. This one's case number.
I'd like to stand up with you.
This one's case number 2016-19. The project is Bear Creek Farms, and the applicants are John and Mary Padgett. The property is located at 932 Keithley Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri. And we'll zoom in here. It's in the Jasper Township, Section 1, Township 24, Range 22. And, of course, we've got our customary north, south, east, and west views. The applicants are requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to allow for the development of Bear Creek Farms. Bear Creek Farms is an agritourism business involving a number of festivals, event hosting, and dinners at the barn. The Bear Creek Farms also contains a farm store, which will sell a number of retail products such as wine, local honey, apple products, quilts, prepackaged meats, desserts, drinks and sandwiches, goat's milk, soap, candles and wax melts, fairy gardens, nuts, quilts, and fabric goods and toys. The applicants initially applied for a Division 3 permit in 2014 for what was referenced as a barn and fall festivals. On March 17, 2014, during the concept hearing for this Division 3 permit request, the Planning Commission was in unanimous in its belief that the proposed barn and festivals, as described within the Division 3 permit application, would be considered agricultural activities exempt from the provisions of the Development Guidance Code. The Division 3 permit application from that time indicates that the proposed use would be for an apple orchard and grape vineyard, with a barn that would be used to process, store, and retail apples, peaches, grapes, and honey in season. The application further indicated that the business would only be open to the public in the fall during special events with a maximum of 3 or 4 events per year for a maximum of 12 days per year. On June 1st, 2016, the Planning Department received a complaint from a neighboring property owner indicating that the applicants are selling liquor by the drink and also by the bottle without first obtaining a Division 3 permit. Upon investigating the complaint and visiting the site, it was determined by the staff that Bear Creek Farms is selling a number of retail products. The business is currently selling wine that is produced off-site by the drink and also by the bottle. According to the Bear Creek Farms website, you may purchase the samples such items as wine, local honey, and apple pie during sampling Saturdays. The business is also